Scientists have begun to take on some of the jobs that once belonged exclusively to Mother Nature. In today's edition of the journal Science, researchers at Duke University in North Carolina reveal they've designed and built an enzyme in the laboratory. Enzymes are proteins typically made by living cells. NPR's Joe Palca has this report on the emerging world of designer proteins.
Ready to spend a few minutes in the exciting, happening world of protein chemistry? Great. Here we go.
Proteins are the ultimate in miniature machines. Anything you want to do on a very, very small scale, proteins are an ideal way to do it.
David Baker is a biochemist at the University of Washington. He's part of a small group of scientists who've begun designing proteins on a computer and then building their designs in the lab.
The promise of protein design is that you can create new proteins which will carry out, an almost unimaginable diversity of useful functions.
Baker says proteins might be used to make plastics, or break down toxic waste, or monitor drugs inside the body. Some of the most sophisticated proteins in nature are enzymes. They speed up chemical reactions inside cells. Biochemist Homa Hellinga of Duke University Medical School is another protein designer. Hellinga was determined to make an enzyme.
What we wanted to do is to say, look, can you take a protein that's not an enzyme at all and create an enzyme out of it?
Hellinga chose to start with a protein called ribose binding protein. We'll call it RBP. Don't worry about what it does. That's not important for this part of the story.
So we use it basically as a three-dimensional scaffold, if you will, within which we are allowed to play using our design techniques.
Using those techniques, Hellinga was able to transform RBP into an enzyme that's crucial for the digestion of complex sugars.
It's not as good as the naturally evolved enzyme. It's about a 2,000-fold less effective. Now, you might think that sounds like a huge number, but in the world of protein chemistry, you're very close to the right answer.
Hellinga hasn't just been making proteins into enzymes. He's also been tinkering with other functions of proteins. And now it is important to know what RBP, or ribose binding protein, does. Its usual job inside cells is to attach itself, or bind itself, to sugar molecules. Hellinga and his colleagues have been redesigning RBP so it will bind to other things.
So that rather than binding a particular sugar, which is what they were evolved to do, we can make them bind things that we are interested in, or somebody else tells us we're interested in, like nerve agents or explosives.
Hellinga says that means these proteins can be used in sophisticated sensors to detect bombs or chemical weapons attacks. So it's not surprising that Hellinga's funding comes from the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA. DARPA has a history of funding cutting-edge research with broad implications. It funded the research on complex computer networks that lay the groundwork for the Internet. And if you think computer networks are complicated, they're tinker toys compared to proteins. Biochemist William DeGrado is at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine.
Proteins are so incredibly complex that no one really thought of them as designable entities, say, 20 years ago. People thought of them more as like almost living beings. So no one would have dreamed that we could have designed proteins from scratch.
Now that's happening. And that ends your protein chemistry lesson for today. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.